with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award winning podcast.
There we go, Mark. Hit the right one.
I did. Thank you.
Started us off on the right foot on this post-Easter Monday. Mm-hmm. Actually, today is technically called Easter Monday. It's a holiday in my phone, I noticed.
Really?
Yeah, everyone else have that, or am I just super religious?
I have seen that, but I don't know. Is that an actual thing, or is it just the Monday after Easter?
I don't know, but I have to I was like really happy about how many like establishments were closed yesterday.
It's Easter Monday is the day after Easter Sunday, but it is a public holiday some places because Sunday isn't typically a holiday.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like where? Where did you find that was closed yesterday? Like restaurants and stuff?
Yeah, tons of restaurants.
On a Sunday, wow.
Yeah.
Giving up a lot of business.
Mm-hmm. A ton of business.
Because who doesn't like to go to brunch on Easter? Everybody does like to.
But I was like annoyed because I was wanting to go there, but then I was like, you know what? Good on them.
Yeah, it's like Chick-fil-A every Sunday for me.
Yeah.
I get that feeling every Sunday. Chick-fil-A. You're so snobby. You would probably like something at Chick-fil-A.
I've had Chick-fil-A.
And I know you liked it, even though you have this weird thing that you can control your mind and tell yourself that you don't
like it. If you were to say, let's go to In-N-Out, I'd be like, okay, I can get down with a burger. But like, if you're like, let's go to Chick-fil-A, I'd be like, nah, I'm good.
So you're not a huge chicken person.
I like chicken on my salads.
No. Yeah. But...
Well, is it fried? How do they make their chicken at Chick-fil-A?
You can get grilled. You can get fried.
What about grilled chicken, Tanya? You eat grilled chicken.
It's just not great there. It's like slobbery kind of.
It isn't. Oh, God. I got to change the topic. I'm going to get upset. But I'm not going to change it too far. I was telling Easton, I started a cleanse.
Oh, yeah. Are you still doing it?
Hold on. I'll get to that. I started a cleanse. I was planning on starting it on Saturday. And so on Friday, I was like, I'm going to fast all day so that when I start the cleanse, I'll be excited to eat like whatever I'm allowed to eat because I'll be starving. I felt like it was actually a great plan. I didn't have anything to do. So I was just like lazy, literally felt like I had the flu. I was so hungry. Just stayed hydrated with lemon water, ate half a can of soup. And then at around 8:30-ish, I was like, I think I need Raising Cane's. And you know, it's a good 45-minute drive for me.
It's literally so far.
And I was like, well, I don't have any plans because I'm too weak. I can't go out with anyone right now because I might pass out at the table.
You can make the pilgrimage.
But I can make the drive in my sweats over to Raising Cane's. So I grabbed Phoebe, went on a little road trip.
Which one? Downey?
Downey.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
That's my go-to.
What'd you get?
Well, I got the three-finger box combo. So it comes with three chicken tenders, fries, and toast.
I do like the sauce they have there.
You do like it, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I got an extra order of fries and toast. And I ate every bite.
So you switched plans midstream here. Like you're going to go, I'm going to fast and because then it's going to be really great.
Not but mid. I made it to the end of the day. I could have just gone to sleep. And for some reason, I thought I'm going to drive.
Because I think you went like death row. You decided like, this is going to suck. I'm going to have one last meal before I start these plans. Because it's two completely different ways of thinking about it.
Truly think it kept me full for the whole next day of my cleanse starting.
Wait, so then you went through Saturday.
So then Saturday, I did it like to the T.
What is the cleanse? Describe the cleanse.
It's called Pure Change. It's basically like resets your body, but it's literally protein shakes, protein bars, and vegetables. And it's just for a week. Okay. Once you get after a week, I think they have another program and you start adding protein. So it's basically like super clean eating, but with protein shakes and protein bars.
Okay, so it's Monday. Did you do it all day Sunday?
So yesterday, I made it. I went to my sister's place and they had a Mexican food and I stayed strong and I stayed on it. And then I go to Easter dinner, and I had some food.
What did you have at Easter dinner?
I had Cuban food. So I had fish and rice and beans.
That's not pure change.
It's not pure change. And also, they got me Dr. Pepper, and I felt like it'd be rude because they specifically got me Dr. Pepper if I didn't drink it.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah. So much pressure.
It is a lot of pressure.
So now I'm back. I started again today. I'm back on it.
And how are you doing
today?
You've
been awake for 10 minutes today.
Like, don't worry about it, Mark. I could have had a donut and I had my protein shake. So I feel like I've already started out with success. And so I feel good about it. Thank
you. Proud of you.
The problem is I'm traveling on Wednesday till Sunday. Not sure how I'm going to keep up.
I know. That's what I was like talking to her about it. And I was like, so what are you going to do when you travel? She's like, haven't gotten that far yet. I'm like, well, it's like 7 days. You think you'd plan for the 7 days.
Well, what do you do? Do I take like Tupperware vegetables? Like, what do I
do? No, but you can get vegetables. Like, yeah, there's tons of raw vegetables at the airport.
I'll pack my protein stuff. Not worried about it.
Great.
Not sure how I'm going to blend my shake.
That might be the issue.
They have the shaker.
The blender bottle.
No. It's so chunky. I can't handle it.
It's like chalk.
Yeah. It already is chalk when I blend it. I'll gag the whole time. I will eat triple what I ate at Raising Cane's if I try to do the bottle shaker.
I've just got the Google image for Raising Cane's pulled up. I've been staring at it this whole time. It's so good.
Your Instagram story made me want Raising Cane's. I've never had it, and like, the fact that you drove so far, like, I have to have this.
It is. That sauce is really delicious. I will give you that.
It's just, can you imagine being a restaurant and it's like In-N-Out. All you serve is one thing, and it's just, you're so good at it that people drive an hour to come get it.
They specialize in it. The guy named the place after his dog. It's just such a, it's a,
I love
beyond
that
reproach.
Easton knows the history of it. So anyways, needless to say, I had a rager of a weekend. Did we already talk about last time when I tiled my patio and I threw out my back?
Yeah.
So I tiled my rooftop, which is larger than my patio. But this time I stretched in between, took it slow, but I postmated my tiles from IKEA. And
that's interesting that you would postmate your tiles, but you wouldn't task grab as somebody to tile your patio or roof.
Or you wouldn't postmate Raising Cane's.
This it would be too cold.
So, oh, right. You're right.
Thank you for understanding that.
That cost when you postmate IKEA.
It was pricey. I'm not going to lie. I mean, it was expensive. It was a $10 delivery. So it was just $10 more than.
Is that just extreme laziness on your part that you do not want to go to IKEA?
Mark never single shames Becca for these things.
Oh, but for God's sake, here we go with this again.
We are going there.
Okay.
Because anytime I say I do stuff like that, Mark goes, you don't think you can find better use of your money? And I'm like, I can do whatever I want with it. Or like if I have like a workout that I have to get to and I can't make it to something, he's always like, can't you reschedule your workout? I'm like, if I were to say that I had to go pick up my children, you'd be like, that's fine. But because I say I have a workout, I get single shamed. And it's constant.
Something happened with Tanya and Mark this morning. I came in. There's tension. Not sure where it's coming from. Should we talk about it?
There was a meeting that was scheduled fairly last minute. Uh-huh. Patty couldn't go. Patty from the morning show couldn't go because she had to pick up her children. We said, great. Fine. Tanya said, I can't go. I have a workout. And my response was, you can work out whenever you want to work out. And Tanya got mad at me.
Because like,
you can reschedule your workout.
Was this this morning?
This was yesterday. I don't know.
Because the way that I plan my day is like very scheduled. So I have my workout. And then after my workout, I do my wax. I can't wax before my workout. So it all has to fall in order of my day. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's true.
But that's your...
my life.
OCD, your analness.
No, like you can't get a wax.
And then go work out.
So wax tomorrow.
But I can't because there's a method to the madness.
I just think that if Patty's allowed to have an excuse and it's a whatever that may be, then Tanya should be able to have an excuse.
That's saying that all excuses are the same, and that's not true.
But what it's well,
okay,
a,
so
what's
if
a
Patty
priority
told you she
to
had
people,
a doctor's
right?
appointment, would you have made her change it?
No.
Do you like Patty better than
doctor's appointment is different.
Amy literally sat back and thought about that. Like,
No, all excuses, we can all agree that not all excuses are created equal, right?
I do agree.
Trainer that you pay?
Yeah.
Right. So I don't see any difference between
that. Oh, also, and a lot of times, trainers, if you cancel last minute, they charge you for
it. Yeah, so she called the trainer, didn't get charged.
It's true. Oh, I did not.
This is a moot point.
Exactly. It's not a moot point you.
Because it happens, happens a lot.
Oh, it happens a lot.
It is a thing in life
that
people with kids and I get sort of some wiggle room at work that people without kids do not get. And like, okay, I'll give another example. So if Patty said, I got to leave, my kids got a choir recital at school.
You do not miss your children's recitals, period.
That is the same as Tanya's workout.
It is absolutely not. It is not. No. Guess what? Your kid is going to be heartbroken if you don't come to the recital that they've been rehearsing for months.
No, Tanya can work out later. No, I have a better example. What if Patty said, I have a scheduled play date with...
A play date is not, is not great. No, a play date is not great.
But it's scheduled, and I have it on my schedule, and he needs time with his friend.
I mean, we're getting into the weeds now. I'm simply saying that if somebody needs to go to pick up their children from school, that is an excuse that weighs more than I want to work out at this particular time.
No, this is what it is. You have kids.
Yes, and no one else in this room has kids.
I have a dog, thank you.
Thank you, yeah, she has a dog. If her dog had to go to the... No, this is what it is, and I'm going to say it, and everybody send your letters. You have kids, so you side with the person with kids. I don't have kids, so I think what Tanya's got going is as important to her as someone with kids.
Well, that's true, but on Facebook, the people with kids will agree with me, and the people who don't have kids will agree with you. Yeah, I agree with that.
Put yourself for the lesson. I'm not telling Patty she can't go get her kid. You are telling Tanya the workout doesn't matter. I'm equally saying everybody's stuff matters.
And I'm saying that not all excuses are created equal. I have to pick up my children. There's no one else to pick up my children is a much bigger deal than I don't want to work out an hour later. Oh, no.
Oh.
You see? Single shaming.
But why can't you work out an hour later?
Can you describe what single shaming is?
Single shaming is like if I say I have like, I think of that day it was actually like a facial and I was getting this like laser facial and it was the first time like I was ever doing it. And I at the time I truly thought that I was going to get charged. And then I called and I wasn't going to get charged for moving it. But I did think at the time. So it was just like, it's those things that you do for yourself that like help me with like my mind, my body, and like my spirit. But Tanya, I always get...
You lost a little bit of my loyalty with the facial.
Thank you, Becca.
I'm still just trying to say if an excuse is an excuse. If somebody's allowed to miss the meeting...
No, here's a terrible excuse.
Then everybody needs to be allowed to miss the meeting.
I can't go to the meeting because I haven't finished last night's Grey's Anatomy. That's a terrible excuse, right? Okay, so we all agree that there are some excuses that are better than others.
All I'm saying is people with kids get flexible treatment, rightfully so. So should people without kids.
Here's the difference, though. You all have never had kids. I was single.
That's the ultimate shame.
I understand it.
Being disgraced right now.
I used to not have kids, and so I know what those excuses were, and now I do have kids, so I know what those excuses
are. How's it going for you with your benefits that essentially I help pay for? Because I pay a certain amount.
I think we're getting off the track here now.
But this is real. Single people a lot of times pay for things that married people with kids were covering your thing. I'm pretty sure. I might be wrong on this one, but I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. There are things that we pay for
so that people with kids can reap those rewards.
I don't know anything about that.
Pretty sure. I'm going to do some research on that.
Yeah, anyway. Do some digging.
But I think Tanya, if Tanya said I have to go get my niece, then you're fine.
Oh.
Honestly, if she was the only person, like if that was set up and no one else could do it, yeah, that would understand that.
So you just only care about children.
I would never want a child sitting somewhere not getting picked up. Like, that's heartbreaking to me.
I get it. I would say go too, but I'm saying for me also, I'd say go to your workout.
By the way, I also want to make it clear that I did not call this meeting. This was called by our higher ups. And so I was kind of saying to Tanya, it's not going to look great to the higher ups that you have a workout and can't come to this meeting.
But it's fine.
Facial's worse.
It's okay that Patty wasn't there.
Yeah. She had to pick up her kids.
Yeah, I know. Oh, it's so good.
It's fine that Patty went to pick up her kids, but I think it's biased. You have like a total bias towards people with kids.
There's only one solution here, Tanya. Next time you have something important, you say, I have to pick up my niece.
I'm going to start lying.
I think I'll see right through that.
You're going to have to work on your lying.
I know. I'm a terrible liar.
Oh. I'm like weirdly a good liar, so.
Let's talk about, but you're not lying when you talk about how great ZipRecruiter is. That's for sure.
No. I would never.
That we can trust and take it to the bank.
Yeah, we can.
Take it to the smoke shop. Okay, well, hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, a confusing review process. But today, hiring can be easy, and you only have to go to one place to get it done. That place is ZipRecruiter.com/Becca.
ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job.
As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so that you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day.
And with school being almost out, it can be super hard to find an internship, let alone a job. Yeah. I know a lot of people struggle with that. So right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Becca. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BECCA. One more time, ZipRecruiter.com/Becca.
It's the smartest way to hire, ZipRecruiter. And Rothy's, are those... Would I see you in your Rothy's the other day?
Which day were you looking at my feet?
That one day when you were wearing those Rothy's?
My camo ones?
That's the one.
I did not know you paid attention to my feet.
Couldn't tell,
so
they were
hard.
Camouflaged.
Yeah. Well, have you heard about this company? They make stylish shoes for women and girls out of recycled plastic water bottles. Oh, and they're also really comfortable and machine washable. This is true. I have put mine in the washing machine. They're stylish, sustainable, comfortable, washable. They're perfect flats for life on the go.
Rothy's are stylish, they're versatile, and they go with everything from yoga pants to dresses and skirts. What did you wear with them the other day?
Jeans.
Jeans and a tee?
Mm-hmm.
Keep it low-key?
Yeah, low-key.
Rothy's comes in a wide range of colors and patterns, and they're available in 4 different silhouettes. Plus, they're constantly launching new styles, so you're guaranteed to find something you love.
Rothy's has diverted over 25 million water bottles from landfills, and Rothy's are manufactured in a zero-waste factory, and they ship directly in the shoebox, so no unnecessary packaging. These are feel-good flats in more ways than one.
And right now, Rothy's has an amazing deal for our listeners. Use code Becca to get free shipping with no minimum. Go to Rothy's.com, Rothys.com, and enter Becca to get your new favorite flats and free shipping. Once you try shoes that are comfortable, stylish, and sustainable, you're never going to wear anything else. Head to Rothy's.com and claim this offer with code Becca.
We need to get Sam Rubin back on the phone.
Yes.
Because Bree emailed us. She said, can you please share a clip, if possible, of how Sam brought up Tanya to Zachary on that other radio show and his reaction? So it was a TV show and it did off air. So we don't have a clip of that, but we're going to ask Sam how it went. She says, I don't know what happened. I really appreciate the follow-ups from episode to episode. I'm still waiting for the follow-up about when Tanya went to that party last Mother's Day to talk to the guy that lived out of an Airstream. Tanya doesn't seem to remember this.
Oh, it was the guest that we had. Remember?
The host of the party maybe had her own HGTV design show or something.
We had that girl, and there was some guy that she was trying to set me up with.
Did you go to that party?
No. Oh. She never even invited me.
That was just radio talk,
yeah, I guess. I'm like, thanks for the invite.
Clearly nothing too exciting happened, but just wanted to know that I wait for follow-ups from episode to episode. Well, we appreciate that, Bree. That's very nice. While we're getting Sam on the phone, can we talk about the return of Mr. Tipler?
We sure can.
Wait, before you do this, though.
Paging Dr. Tilly and Dr. Rad.
Thank you, Easton.
I've been waiting to do that for a while.
We always forget it.
Yes.
It makes us so much cooler.
So much cooler. Mr. Tipler's back.
Can we brief rebrief people on who Mr. Tipler is.
Yes. So I met him. He is one of Sierra's friends that I met when I was in New York, like in 2018. We like met for a drink and ended up totally hitting it off.
At a bar called The Tipler.
At a bar called The Tipler. And like ended up totally hitting it off. Like, and spent the whole night together. I was supposed to go to like the party with for the morning show for Live with Ryan and Kelly. Mm. And I totally blew off my coworkers. I texted them and I was like, go. Ended up on a really great date. Bye.
Was this the guy that you kissed in the bar?
Yeah.
Yes. The Tipler guy. The Tipler kisser.
And he was a good kisser.
Really good kisser.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he like...
Sierra, I don't know why Sierra's nodding her head as if she knows.
No, she doesn't know. It's one of her fiance's best friends.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So anyways, he like kind of vanished for quite some time. And then he came back this weekend. Back in full force.
And you have a theory as to why that happened. But first, here's Sam Rubin.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, ladies. There's good news and then there's other news.
Oh, should we take the other news first?
Yes. So the other news basically is I don't think it's going to happen.
Really bad.
But let's talk about the good news first, and then we'll detail the other news.
Wow.
So the good news first is that, like, if I had said, for example, oh, remember that blonde from The Bachelor, or remember that nice girl who worked at Kiss, or something like that, and, you know, it would have been, I said, somehow it came up off air, almost perfectly. I said, you know Tanya Rad from Ryan's show, from Kiss? And he lit up right away. He goes, oh, yes, of course. He totally, absolutely knows who Tanya is by name alone.
Mm-hmm.
In, you know, lieu of some description or anything. And so keep that in mind, and then let's set that aside for just a moment and review what we discussed as the various options. Option one was Tanya was going to write a note, perhaps accompanied by an alluring picture that I was going to present to him.
That's right.
Option two is Tanya was going to actually work at KTLA that day, mm-hmm. and then like, oh, she's here. And then option three, which we all determined was the more discreet, appropriate approach, was do what I did, was, you know, just mention Tanya, and I'll talk about that in a second. I think we should have done the option one in retrospect.
The letter and the photo.
The letter and the photo, I think, would have had more oomph. So anyway, I said, oh, you know, and then Tanya and I are friends, and he totally lit up. He knew exactly who you were. And now I'm finding it difficult to quote myself, but I was kind of like, you should really give her a ring. I think she'd be very happy to hear from you, or something that indicated that you were open to further communication.
Give her a ring.
Well, as opposed to, like, you know, send her a smoke signal or some other old
thing. Right.
I was like, I think you should kind of give her a ring. So anyway, that was that. And then what was funny, which is helpful, but maybe the two of you should hold hands as I'm telling you this part. It might be a little hard to take.
They are holding hands. They are holding hands.
It's good to have an objective view. So the weather guy that was there that day, Kai Goldberg, who works with us usually on the weekends and not usually on that show, saw all of this. And after Zachary Levi had left, Kai said to me, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but he's like, you know that friend you were kind of trying to plug for him? He wasn't buying it. So, sort of an objective observer, essentially realized I had failed. that's kind of it. But the pitch was definitely made.
But wait, you're ruling this out because of the opinions of Kai Goldberg?
Well, it is as if suddenly Kai Goldberg is the Cupid, he's the Cupid barometer.
I don't know this guy. I don't know this Kai.
You know what, Sam Rubin? I have high hopes, and I'm going to keep my rose-colored glasses on for this one.
Well, there's nothing, you never, ever know. And this is going to date me a little bit because I'm, you know, 5 or 6 years older than you guys. There was a really beautiful model a couple years ago named Vendela, who was like this Nordic goddess. And she'd come on our show a couple of times. And I said to my wife, I said, Vendela is into me. And I just had this sense. And my wife, which I thought was really terrific, said, if you could get Wendela, all I can say is congratulations. So,
and that's what you're saying to Tanya?
What?
Is that what you're saying to Tanya?
No, I'm just saying you never know. And the other thing, to be fair, he had just flown in from Dubai. He's been on a 6-week promotional tour where my guess is he's in a different hotel or city every night. So it's a scrambly time. And then the other thing, and I don't think he thinks of you in this way, but it's just something to keep in mind. I certainly don't think he thinks of you this way, is that, you know, this is a big movie, and this establishes him as kind of a leading man. He'd never been a really leading man before. And so I think he's getting a lot of calls from a lot of people about a lot of things.
Oh, I see.
I had a really good conversation with, name drop, Charlize Theron the other day. You know, she had that whole thing about, you know, I'm shockingly available.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her about that, and what I suggested to her is that, you know, some people, you have this, like, the taxi light is on or it's not on, and her taxi light is on. We want women like Tanya and Becca to have the light on. That's fun. There's no crime in that. That's good.
Right. It's like, hello, here I am. I am available.
Tanya's light is blinking, flashing.
Right. Yeah. And is your light on or off?
If I'm off.
Your light's off?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Now, why is your light off?
I'm confused.
Is the whole conversation of lights confusing to you, or what? How can we help you?
Yeah, we're saying if you're available, it's on.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, mine's off. I'm not available.
Oh.
All right.
I'm picking up what you're throwing down, Becca.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We just think maybe Zachary Levi's too much in the height of his career to be even. He probably isn't even thinking about dating or being set up with anyone right now. So that might be approached later.
One thing that happens, and I think, you know, a lot of people use this as an excuse. Oh, I'd love to go out with you, but I'm too busy. And oh, that's just a blow off. I think as a practical matter, he, for the next little while, he might be too busy.
You know what, though? That really is an excuse, because we all work with the busiest man in Hollywood, and he makes time for what he wants to make time for. So you know what?
Although,
this is Amy Sugarman stepping in.
I listened to Dax Shepard's interview with Will Forte. And when...
Sorry.
Plug, because I love Dax Shepard and I love Will Forte.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
So Will Forte describing what his schedule was actually like when he did Last Man on Earth.
Right.
He wrote it. He acted in it. He edited it. He had to deal with the music. He had to... It was like... His schedule,
and that pesky beard.
And that half a beard. It was, his schedule was so gnarly. And he said he tried to have relationships and it was just like a disaster because he felt so bad and guilty. Like he had no time. So I know that the no time thing, everybody goes, that's BS. But like in some cases, it's true. Like Zach Levi has been all over the world. We don't know what's happening. Like some people, when they're working their butts off, don't have time,
and or they don't want to try and give the energy to something that they can't give 100% to.
That's right. I hate this phrase, but they don't have the bandwidth for it.
Oh, that is welcome to 2019. That is hilarious. Bandwidth is the new phrase. You're exactly right. Okay. I like bandwidth. Another one I like is as opposed to, you know, I'll talk to you when I get home, is I'll talk to you when I get planted.
Oh, yeah. I like planted. But, have you heard ontas?
Say again?
Ontas?
Oh my gosh, I didn't hear that.
Ontas. It's like the new like you up? ?
ONTAS.
On this. Where did you hear that?
Ontas. Oh,
okay. I've never heard that one.
Get on social media. You'll be saying it in like a month.
Sometimes Amy will call up and go, Yas Queen. But that always seems a little behind to me.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like an Amy thing.
Never uttered that, nor have I ever uttered lols.
Lols.
I like lols.
All right.
We lost him.
No. I've enjoyed this entire thing.
Oh, great. Well,
I want to come through for Tanya, and I will. And if I don't, I will at some point offer myself as a sacrifice.
Perfect. That seems like the perfect plan.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you, Sam Rubin.
Thank you, Sam Rubin.
Ladies, it's all going to be fine. Don't worry.
Catch you on KTLA Channel 5.
All right, please do. All right. See you guys.
Bye.
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 So what do you think?
I think he's just not into me. It's like,
really? You're to that point?
No, but like, I think if he clearly knows that I'm interested in him, if he wanted to partake in anything, he would have by now. Don't you think?
Sierra agrees too.
Yeah, I agree too.
But so what are you going to say? You're saying you're going to let the whole wave fade?
Yeah,
from
I mean,
Shazam?
I'm still going to let, like, if he were to, like hit
he
me up later.
He hasn't done anything wrong, but if he came around in a.
Right.
In
right.
A, months or whatever
and I was still available,
like, oh my gosh, no, it's right. Just like not happening right now.
So in
right.
Terms of next steps,
I just chill. Hang back,
chill,
lean
I think,
back.
I think the universe needs to handle some of these things, like all the forced DMs and the this and the that. It's like, if you're meant to bump into each other at a party and have a connection, like, let the universe control a little bit more for you.
Yeah we don't have as much control as we think we have.
Well, no, I have zero control. God has 100% control.
But we do have the tools to make some things happen.
I'm sure going to throw a lot of spaghetti to the wall and see what catches.
I still think everybody can argue with me. The minute you stop caring is the minute he walks in the door.
I agree with that.
I do too. But it's hard to like mentally turn that off of stop caring. You know, like it's much easier to say like stop caring.
Becca's right. But you got to work at it and just go, whatever happens, I'm good with. I guarantee you, when you really believe it, not when you pretend believe it, but when you really believe it, then it's all then it'll happen.
I like the throw the spaghetti at the wall and see what catches.
Yeah, it's like I'm just throwing handfuls of it and just something's
going
to stick.
Maybe you just throw not handfuls. Maybe you don't try
one noodle at a time.
One noodle at a time.
And I say none.
Maybe a meatball every now and again.
I say you stop throwing spaghetti at the wall and eat your own spaghetti and then he'll show up.
I do have to say though, like when you're in the beginning of like anything happening, like when you meet somebody and you're like constantly texting, it is very it takes a lot more time. Like I haven't talked to a guy in so long that literally this weekend when Mr. Tipler came back into the picture, I found myself not doing my work and texting on my phone. Yeah. And that was like really, I was like, oh my gosh, I forget how like
it's
invested
chemical.
I get.
Uh-huh. It's a chemical. It's dopamine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is being released and you like the high of it. That's why it's like a lot of relationships, you're like a drug addict.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird.
And what did you had a theory as to why Mr. Tipler came back into your life this weekend?
Because I Marie Kondo'd my entire apartment to like make space for somebody. And literally the same weekend he came back. I was like, what in the actual hell?
So how you've talked about this before. Do you really leave half of your closet empty?
It's like more than half my closet now. It's like empty.
And do you sleep on one side of the bed and leave the other side alone?
Mm-hmm. And I say, good night, babe.
No.
Tanya, no, you
Tanya,
don't.
No.
You
don't
really. Sometimes I do.
Oh, I was totally chill with the closet and the sleep
same,
on the bed.
Didn't even question it. The good night, babe, really, that throws me. That really throws me a little bit.
Don't knock it till you try it, guys.
I mean this in the best way possible, and I don't want to hurt your feelings. I think you want it so bad is why it's not coming.
But like...
Do you ever make a second meal for him?
No.
Okay, good. Right.
Mark, don't ask.
I'm seeing where the line is.
Table setting. Not a separate meal, but a table
no,
setting.
No, but because I don't set a table, but I probably would if I set my table.
I get the intention of it, though.
Yeah.
You're saying he's already here.
Yes.
It's kind of Abraham Hicksy.
Yeah.
It's
very Oprah.
It's manifestation, but you already did that with the closet and the bed. So the goodnight babe is just unnecessary.
The closet is making room for someone that isn't there yet. Saying goodnight babe is talking to someone that isn't there.
Yeah, right.
Very different.
Becca is so nice because I wanted to use the word weird.
Oh, I'm weird. I'm so weird, but I embrace it.
Do you still sleep with a sheet over your face?
Yeah, it's the best sleep
I've
ever had.
Oh my God. I think it's because you're cutting off oxygen.
I watched that comedy special. That was the Amy Schumer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Someone's going to think your house is haunted. They're going to see this person with a sheet over their face talking voices that aren't there.
All right. Well, you mentioned earlier the tools that we have in life to really help us along our way. And Robinhood is really one of those tools that I think we can rely on and can make our lives a lot better.
I agree. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. While other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, Robinhood doesn't charge any commission fee, so you can trade stocks and keep all of your profits.
Plus, there is no account minimum deposit needed to get started, so you can start investing at any level. The simple, intuitive design of Robinhood makes investing easy for newcomers and experts alike. So you can view easy to understand charts and market data, and you can place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. Anybody can do that.
Yeah, and you can also view stock collections such as 100 most popular and companies with female CEOs.
With Robinhood, you can learn how to invest in the market as you build your portfolio, discover new stocks, track your favorite companies, and get custom notifications for price movements so that you never miss the right moment to invest.
Robinhood is giving our listeners of Scrubbing In a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. Sign up at becca.robinhood.com. That's becca.robinhood.com. That is...
So it's robinhood.com, but it's not www. It's...
Becca!
That was hard.
Yeah, that was a tough...
Legacy Box. You know I'm a fan.
Oh, you love Legacy Box.
Oh, my sister was in town this weekend. Uh-huh. My sister from Seattle with her wife and their 2 children. They're very cute. 1 is 3 and 1 is 1. And I spent some time on Friday night showing my sister a chorus concert that we were both in high school. I was a senior and she was a freshman and we were both in the chorus in high school. And there it was. You know why I had that ready to show her? Because it was a VHS that had been sitting in the, I don't know, some box somewhere for 30 years. But I sent it to the Legacy Box. Now I have it as a digital file. Popped it up on the Apple TV. There it is. Let's watch it together as a family.
Wow.
Thank you, Legacy Box.
That is a ringing endorsement.
I'm a fan, and I recommend them to anybody I find.
Wow. So basically, if you have any old VHS or recorded tapes that you...
Cassettes. Like, who has a cassette player anymore?
Not many people.
Some cars, I guess, but...
Not many
why?
People have those. If you have a box full of these things, you can go to Legacy. You can send these things to Legacy Box and they'll put them onto a thumb drive, a digital download, or a DVD. It's super easy to follow instructions, safety barcodes included for every item. You can receive all your original recorded moments back along with perfectly preserved digital copies. So you can literally have them forever.
It is very easy. They give you some stickers with barcodes on them and you put one on each item that you're sending out and then you just close up the box, put a little packing material so it's not sliding around in there and you send it off.
There you go. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. So visit legacybox.com today to get started. Plus, for a limited time, they're offering our listeners an exclusive discount. Go to legacybox.com/Becca to get 40% off of your first order.
Yeah, go to legacybox.com/Becca and save 40% today. Get started preserving your past. Go to legacybox.com/Becca.
We have an email from Jen. She's having some maid of honor drama. Have you given thought to who your maid of honor would be? I'm guessing, Tanya, you have.
Yeah.
Who would your maid of honor be?
My sister.
Oh, lovely. Becca, who would your maid of honor be? That's a tough one because you have multiple sisters.
Yeah, I'd probably have my oldest sister just because she's like, I would have her plan my wedding. So she's very organized. She would be good at.
That wouldn't hurt anyone else's feelings?
No, my younger, no. They'd be in the wedding as well. They just wouldn't have to be in charge of, you know, doing things.
Nice. Well, here's what she has to say. I just got engaged a few months ago and right away I knew who I wanted to be my bridesmaids, but I had the struggle of picking a maid of honor. In the end, I chose my brother's girlfriend. I won't go into details, but basically this other friend was mad that she was not the maid of honor and asked to not be a part of any of the wedding or bachelorette planning because it would hurt too much. I told her I was upset. I don't feel that's necessary to make me feel guilty for this decision. This was months ago, and I've tried to move past it since then, but we can't spend much time together without her making snide comments. I've discussed this with my mom and a couple of girlfriends who noticed this change as well and have gotten mixed opinions. Do I leave things as it is or let things roll off of me and try to enjoy my day? Or do I say something along the lines of, hey, something seems to be stopping you from enjoying this special time with me, and I think it would be best at this point to not be in the wedding party at all and just come as a guest? That's what Jen wants to talk about.
I mean, this is her day. You know, her friend is being so selfish.
She's being very petty.
Yeah.
Very petty and very selfish. It's not about her. Right?
Right. So how, but so we, okay, so she's in the wrong, obviously, but how does Jen handle this person in the wrong? Does she demote her further to wedding guest, ignore her drama, and try to enjoy her day? But that stinks because there's always in the back of your head that one of them is not happy.
This is what I would do, Jen. I would sit down with said petty bridesmaid, call her Polly for petty.
Petty Polly, okay.
And I would say, hey, I really want you to be a part of this day. I'm sorry that you're not the maid of honor, but I really want you to be a part of the wedding party. And be as I want you to be a bridesmaid, and I want you to be a part of all the festivities we do. But if you don't feel comfortable or feel like it's too painful, then you don't have to be a part of this. But I want you, like, you know, I would just be honest and be like, I want you to be a part, but I want you to be in the right, you know. I would be like, this is about me, Polly. This is not your wedding. This is my wedding. And I would love for you to be a part. But if you don't want to be a part, then that's your decision.
Give her an out. That's an option.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That kind of ends the friendship, I think, if she takes the out.
Yeah, but then it's on her. It's not on Jen.
True. And also, this friendship is teetering right now. Yeah.
And also,
I almost feel like you don't want this friendship.
That's what I was
going to
say.
To be honest, like, I would just be like, sorry. This is like the happiest day of my life. I've been like so looking forward to this. And the fact that you're like making this about you really hurts my feelings. And like, I don't want somebody like that in my life. So bye.
I don't get if it's, I'm torn on if it, we don't know this, but if it's because she wanted the title of being the maid of honor or if she wanted to be a part of like planning things. But maybe if it's about her planning things, she could say, hey, I would love for you to get together with my brother's girlfriend and help her with anything she needs help with. And I'd love for you to be a part of this day, but this is my day. And if you don't want to be a part of it and with a, you know, joy in your heart about it, then, you know, maybe you don't be a part of the wedding.
So bottom line, she needs to talk to this Polly. Yeah. And clear the air and figure out where she wants to. What does Polly want to do here? Because Polly's not happy.
This isn't about Polly.
It's not about Polly. But I think we need to clear the air and figure out what does she want to do. You want to skip it completely? You want to just be a guest? Yeah. You want to not come to the bachelorette party? Like, what do you want to do? Because if you're going to be miserable, I can't have you around. Because this is a happy time.
She needs to figure out how important Polly is in her life. Because Polly doesn't seem like a great friend.
Yep.
My brother's girlfriend is an interesting choice for maid of honor, isn't it?
Yeah.
It kind of?
Very.
Like, no judgment. I mean, I don't know their situation. I just think I think it's great that you have that level of bond with the woman that your brother is dating. And I hope that nothing goes wrong there. And I hope they end up married someday and get your family, because otherwise it's going to be weird.
Yeah. I've had to cut one friend out of my life before.
What did she do and why?
And what did you do? How did you do it?
You say that with a smile on your face.
Because I'm just...
It sucked so bad because we were really, really good friends, but... it was right when I'd started dating, he shall remain nameless, but my big relationship. Mm-hmm. And
we need a code name for him, don't we?
Arizona? I guess we call him Arizona.
Okay, Arizona.
But it was right when we started dating and, everything out of her mouth was always negative about the fact that I was always working and always with my boyfriend. And I was like, yeah, that's the phase of my life that I'm in right now. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm in the grunt work at work. So I'm working like the jankiest hours and I'm in a new relationship. So like I'm bright eyed and bushy tailed. And if like you can't accept that, but it was always like met with so much like force and like negativity and just like anger. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. I'm out.
So how did you perform that excision?
I talked to her. I basically said that. I was like, I can't have this negativity in my life anymore. I just don't think we're all, like, I mean, we've been friends for a long time, but I can't have you come into my future. It was kind of awkward.
I'll bet it was.
Yeah.
Face to face?
Yeah.
How did she react?
Not great. I mean, I'm over it now. It's been like forever, but I think it was a really good decision for me at the time.
And are you still, has there been zero contact since that conversation?
Zero.
Wow.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah, that's rough. It's like a breakup.
Yeah, but I'm also like not the person that's just going to like slowly like stop talking to, you know, like this was a person that was like really spent a lot of my time with, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think it was warranted a conversation.
I see a lot of that on social media and maybe in our Facebook group too about how people get very butthurt, if you will, when one of their friends is in a new relationship and kind of leaves the friends behind. But I feel like that's how it is supposed to go. I feel like that's okay. I feel like you should throw yourself into the new relationship and your true friends will always be there for you.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. it's like, especially in the height of it, like mm-hmm. that fades. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to be like that for 15 years. Right. You know what I mean? So right. it's like, it's ebbs and flows. And like, mm-hmm. that's just how it is.
Yeah. That's rough. Friendship breakups are as almost... not, I wouldn't say more devastating than relationship, but they can be like mm-hmm. as hurtful, because if anything, you like when you're in a relationship, there's all, I mean, it, maybe I'm more of a pessimist, but there's always that thing of like, oh, if this ends, like they could break up with me. But with a friendship, there's that trust of like, we'll this be there forever. For each other forever.
Yeah.
So it's almost like a more painful reality when one of those ends.
For sure.
That's nice to hear you say that, because I don't see you developing such emotional attachments. Like, for example, if Tanya gotten, you know, she and Mr. Tipler mm-hmm. are just obsessed with each other and never apart, I don't feel like that would really bother you, because I think you would be like, good for her. Great.
Oh, yeah.
I get fewer FaceTimes.
Wow.
Wow. He went there.
He did go there.
Am I wrong?
I'd be very happy for Tanya
yeah.
to be in that place. Yeah.
And you'd always be there for her no matter what.
Of course. Yeah. This is another topic I totally forgot, but this is a really funny story. Okay, so what?
What is it?
It's just about something that happened over the weekend, and I was scared. I just thought about it, and it's a really good story.
Oh.
I don't know if I told you this. So, I get home from... well, I don't even know where I was. I got home from New York, or I was in Atlanta. So, I got home from Atlanta. No. This is before Atlanta. So, I got home from somewhere. I have, like, three packages sitting at my front door. I bring them in. That night, Haley comes over and we're sitting and chatting, and I'm opening packages as we're talking. And on my one of my packages, which is addressed to me from Victoria's Secret, in handwritten words, it says, "Does Haley Kiyoko live here?" And hey, and I'm like, this is so weird. And so then it's signed Mailman. And it didn't even say, does Haley Kiyoko? It says, Haley Kiyoko does live here, ? And then it
but
says,
the package was to you.
To me. And then this was in handwritten pen.
This is terrifying.
So.
Why are you smiling?
Because, wait. So, I am like freaking out. I'm like, okay, people have seen her come over here. Like when she comes over, someone's like watching her. Like,
and he's some super fan.
She's a super fan. I don't know. Okay. I had a lot of images going through my mind of who this person is. And it took, so the way Mailman was written, it was spaced out and in cursive. So it looked like a different language. So this whole time I'm thinking, I'm trying to Google what this word, these words are.
And she's just
language.
Sitting there watching you like panic?
Oh, no. We're both panicking.
Okay.
So we somehow find out that it says mailman. So then I'm like, oh, I don't know why.
Wait,
that
it's
gave me
in
some
English
relief.
It says mailman?
Yes.
But it looks like it foreign looks, characters?
Yeah. I have a photo of okay. it. Hold on.
The smiling makes me happy. Yeah,
because it's not going well.
So I'm like panicking. I'm like, okay, I gotta here. Okay, look, this is that says mailman right there, the underline part,
or it says MIA.
Oh, yeah, see, yes. You get it. Yeah,
Maui man,
MCUE man.
Okay,
so
feminine handwriting. That's key, because it says mailman. That's interesting.
Yeah, so I'm panicked. I'm like, I don't sleep that night. I'm thinking of everyone. I text my landlord, like, can you look at video footage? I am dark. So then the next day I get a camera to put at my front door.
Wow.
Oh, I do. Well, you did tell me you got cameras.
Yeah. And I'm freaking out. So I go to Atlanta that next day, and I'm just like, keep checking my thing, making sure no one's coming in and out. Didn't sleep the night before, and I get a message from our friend Paulina, and she had sent me products and from this new company that she launched, and I had posted about them, and she's like, hey, thank you for posting about them, I'm so glad you love them. And she's like, oh, hold on, I'm so sorry. I keep remembering there's these parts. So before I go to Atlanta, I set up the camera, and then I get a doorbell ring, and it's the mail lady. And I'm like, okay. And so I open the door and she's holding a box and she's like, does Haley Kiyoko live here?
Oh, dear.
And I'm like, no, she doesn't. And so then she's like, well, I have this package and it looked like one that I delivered to you, but the numbers are off a little bit. And I was like, okay, she doesn't live here. So I was trying, I like didn't ask like where it was from or anything because I was like just trying to be like, she does not live here.
Because your guard is up.
Or like anywhere near you,
yeah,
by the anywhere, way. Like,
yeah, no, yeah, nowhere near me. And Haley, when she gets her packages delivered, she said she always gets her real last name because Kiyoko's her middle name. Mm-hmm. So she always, if she orders something, it's sent. It's never sent to Haley Kiyoko. It's sent to her real name.
Right, right.
And so she was like, this has to be like a fan. You know, like that was the only idea that we could come up with. So Paulina texts me and she's like, I'm so glad you like the product. She's like, also, I sent Haley a package too, but I sent it to your address because I don't know hers. So I guess when she sent it, she didn't know Haley's like real last name. And so she messed up the address by like one number or something. So oh. The mail lady was like confused because it was the same from the same company in the same box. It was delivered to me, but it was off just a little bit.
Oh.
What a poor way to convey that information from the mailman, though.
Yes.
Right. Like, my right.
God. Is that not horrifying? So now I have cameras set up everywhere in my apartment.
But also, we are so paranoid in 2019 of everybody. We're suspicious of everybody.
Right.
Every
and
person.
Like now that you say it, it's like, okay, it makes sense. Like, it's like if totally. Somebody sent something for you, but they were sending something for me also, and they just sent yours to
yeah.
mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Address.
I mean, this is like the postman writing, does Haley Kiyoko live here, and putting it on a brick and throwing it through your window.
Yeah.
Like, writing it on just another random package seems very bizarre and
yeah.
threatening, I think.
Unprofessional, I would yeah. say.
But the paranoia is real. Like, if somebody yeah. knocks on our door, we're like, hide. Like, yeah. it's not like it used to be. Like, oh, who's at our door?
Perhaps I know.
The neighbor needs to borrow a cup of sugar.
Yeah.
No, it's like, everybody, don't make move. A move or they'll know our home.
It's
probably trying to sell us something. Or it couldn't, there's nothing good can come of opening that door.
Literally, it's so sad.
And when I opened the, I looked through the little peephole and saw that it was this like cute little like lady who was totally.
So did you open the package?
Oh, I didn't take the package because I you know, I was like, no, she doesn't live here.
Oh.
So I like didn't want to be like, yeah, what
Haley
is it?
Never got the package. It's the sad end
don't
of the story.
Don't know where the package is. Don't know. Lost in translation.
Well, it better not be brewmaid because she's going to be really upset if it is.
It wasn't her brewmaid.
If she has to go another day without having her beverages at the exact perfect temperature, well, poor Haley, I say.
Yeah, same.
Well, you know what? Dylan said the same thing.
Dylan did.
Yeah, he's the founder of Brewmate.
Mm.
That's why he made Brewmate's mission to shake up the beverage industry for the better.
Yeah, Brewmate has stylish insulated drinkware, which is designed to keep your favorite beverages ice cold all day long. So whatever your taste in beer, wine, or spirits, Brewmate makes sure every sip is the perfect temperature.
Yeah, I mean, I hate it when my drink gets warm before I'm finished, like, ew. So if you're like me, you'll love Brewmate. I love, they have so many designs that you can choose from. There's a wine insulator and uncorked wine glasses. It's a beautiful marble, like Carrera finish. Did I say it? Carrera?
Carrera, yeah.
Yeah, I had to try Brewmate's wine insulator and uncorked wine glasses out. It kept a full bottle's worth of rosé at the perfect temperature all day, even out in the sun. So don't settle for warm alcohol. Chill out with your favorite drinks all day long with Brewmate. Visit brewmate.com/Becca to get 15% off your first order. That's 15% off your first order when you go to brewmate.com/Becca.
Okay.
What?
We're going to try this again where you call a fan and pretend to be someone you're not.
Okay, so let me give you the background. So this is Jesse Lozano. He works for Kiss FM. He does middays at Kiss FM, and he came up to me last week.
He does afternoons at Kiss
he
FM.
He does afternoons. I always confuse middays and afternoons. Okay, he does afternoons at Kiss FM. And he was like, it's my wife's birthday next week. Would you guys like surprise and call her on the podcast? She would literally freak out.
So she's a big fan.
She's a big
That's
fan.
So nice.
She listens every week. And it's her birthday. So he said that they're getting like grass, like fake grass installed or something mm-hmm. like that. So he's
sod,
like, you could.
We might call it.
Yes.
No, so I think it might be the fake stuff.
Like AstroTurf?
Like
yeah,
turf?
Like that. Well, I mean, I don't think they like to call it AstroTurf, but yeah. It's very realistic looking, but it's not real grass.
So I was thinking we could call and pretend that we are like
the grass company.
Yeah. So what would it be called? Faux grass for you? For you?
Faux grass for you?
Yeah.
Do you like that? The grass is always greener?
The grass. I kind of like that. That's probably better, right?
Well, we got to be careful not to give it away with a goofy name. She's going to know immediately who it is.
Right.
Let's find
I think the grass is always greener.
Let's find a legit place.
Well, I don't want to... we'll
just tweak it a bit.
Okay, there's like Easy Turf, Synthetic Grass Pros.
Easy Turf.
Smart
Easy
Grass
Turf.
USA.
Smart Grass.
Easy Turf? Well, I don't want to steal it. Tweak it. We don't want to say you're from a real company. So
Surf and Turf.
No.
Easy Turf.
Oh, yeah. Easy Turf.
Easy Turf.
The letter E and the letter Z. Yeah. Turf.
Sounds ratchet, but...
What about easygrass.com?
Easygrass.com.
Yeah, easygrass.
I don't think that's real. All right, let's try that. Okay. All right. What's her name?
Natalie.
Okay. Here we go. Try Natalie.
Shoot. Am I saying anything?
Yeah. So I'm going to be like, what should your name be? Bobby?
My dude?
Well, I don't know.
Bobby's for a girl is cute with an I at the end. No?
You got to clarify if I have an I or a Y.
Bobby with an I. I was going to be Tiffany.
I like guy names for girls.
So like,
I guess sure.
Tiffany from what was it? Easy Grass USA.
Yeah, Easy Grass.
Easy Grass.
That's good. Easy Grass. I like the USA at the end.
Natalie.
Hello.
Hi, is this Natalie?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Tiffany calling from Easy Grass USA. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. We heard that you guys were interested in getting some faux grass in the front yard. Is that correct?
Is it Tanya? I was like, wait, what? What are you doing?
Dang it! That was too fast. I was Tiffany from Grass is Greener USA.
Oh, no, easy
grass. You
had
me for a second because we really are trying to put grass in our front yard.
This is my partner, Bobby, over here.
Yeah, Bobby, a.k.a. Becca. I feel like I should have started out. She knows your. I feel like she knows your voice. I feel like I could have gotten away with it better.
Dang it.
I actually just listened to your guys' podcast the other day, so I feel like I would have known both your voices.
Oh, man, we should have Mark do it.
Well, maybe Tanya, change your voice next time. Maybe do a different voice.
Yeah, chew.
Try to disguise it a little better.
Let's hear a fake voice from you, Tanya. What would that sound like?
Hi, Natalie. This is Gypsy Rose Blanchard. Channeling my Gypsy Rose. Oh, well, we just wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we wanted to call and, you know, do something funny, but you're smarter.
Yeah,
smarter than us.
I'm so proud of myself. Thank you.
Dang. Well, how are you celebrating your birthday?
I don't know. I actually have no plans tomorrow, and I'm actually really excited about it.
Yeah, sometimes that's the
best. It's just been really busy lately. Yes.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Probably work out. It's supposed to be really nice. Maybe lay out. I don't know.
It is supposed to be warm, like 80s tomorrow,
yeah.
Beach day.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, are y'all really getting grass?
Yeah.
Is it?
Well, we have like, you know, everybody's all drought tolerant in the front yard. And so it's just kind of, it's a lot of dirt happening right now. I feel like we need to get some fake grass to spice it up. So we actually were just talking about it. That's really funny.
Easy Grass USA.
Easy Grass USA. All right. Well, we just wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday and say we love you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Have a great day tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Dang.
I like the fake voice, so let's work on that.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Hey, it's Tiffany from Easy Road, easygrass.com USA.
You do so gypsy.
What about a lower one? Do you have a lower range fake voice?
Hey, it's...
No, lower. That's just quieter.
Hey, it's Tiffany.
That's good.
Okay, so lower?
I think lower is more convincing.
Yeah.
It sounds less like a fake voice.
Dang.
Hey, are we all caught up on Grey's Anatomy?
Yes, I was just going to say, can we talk about Grey's Anatomy?
I really enjoyed last Thursday's episode. I don't know if you guys are going to roll your eyes at me or not, but I loved it.
I didn't think I'm not going to roll my eyes at you. Tanya? It wasn't like top level,
right.
But it was mid-level.
Mid-par.
I was shocked by how many storylines they tried to pack into that
episode. So many storylines.
Holy moly, there was a lot. Because think about it. There was the woman. There was the woman trying to get reuse of her arms. Paralyzed woman. There's the woman with a shoe in her chest.
Yeah, I wrote Tanya about that. She was like, I must not have been paying attention because I don't remember that. I'm like, what she had a stiletto in her chest.
That's the woman that Weber argued with for the whole episode. She used to be his sponsor. Ollie's. He used to know Ollie.
Oh.
You haven't seen this episode?
Maybe I missed this episode.
Oh, so
they were in the blue room?
Did you see DeLuca?
Where Jackson asked her to move in with?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd you miss that?
I'm not sure.
How about the kid with the cement in his spine?
That died. And his grandpa. Bailey had worked on the grandpa.
Saw him.
Okay. How about the woman who gave birth to a baby because she had two uteruses? Which, by the way, that's a story that was given short shrift, in my opinion, in that episode.
Just
that's
like breezed over.
Yeah, she had two uteruses. Like, hey, she got two uteruses. Here's your baby. Moving on. Like, I thought that we could have spent some more time on that.
Yeah.
Could have given us a little more backstory there.
Then on top of all of that, you had the kid who's still waiting for the rare blood.
Mm-hmm.
You had DeLuca getting busted by Meredith's kids in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
There was just an endless number of stories in the
show. Jackson asking Maggie to move in. What happened? Amelia
trying to get what's his name to not be with Teddy anymore.
Oh yeah, trying to warn him about Teddy about Owen and Teddy.
Miranda's son calling Tuck dad, not dad or whatever.
God, that was a lot.
One episode.
Wow.
But it kept it moving. Like I thought that was it was a nice pace.
Yeah.
I prefer that over a whole episode of people I don't care about.
True.
You know what I'm saying? There was a lot of Owen therapy, though.
Oh, the Owen therapy. That was another major part of that episode, but I didn't mind that. I thought that was kind of interesting with the arm stuff and the pushing down
his
arm.
Yeah, that was cool. I would like to get more information on that process, but I could have used one scene of that and been done.
Yeah, been done.
Boy, you guys are real haters. I thought that was actually kind of interesting.
There was a post on the Facebook group, and she was like, I might get a lot of hate for this, but I actually love Owen. Like, people are scared to speak up.
Don't worry. We kicked her out. Don't worry. She's not in the Facebook group anymore. Just kidding.
No, we love variety, difference of opinions.
For sure.
But yeah, the DeLuca Meredith thing isn't the worst thing to me. Like, he's hot.
She's hot.
She's hot.
Yeah.
Get it.
Could be
Get
worse. It.
We got a few more weeks left of the season. Like, we're winding down. Where are we going here? What do you guys predict for the final weeks of the season? I think there's a couple of ongoing medical scenarios that I think will play out. It's going to be a whole arc for the woman trying to regain use of her arms and for the kid waiting for his rare blood. But what about the personal stuff?
Joe and Alex are going
to
have
a thing. That's going to come to a head. They're either going to break up or stay together. And talking to Joe, it sounds like they're going to be
fine.
Yeah, but what if they're fine and then like the last episode something happens? Like, cause maybe as far as she knows, they're fine. As far as she's had the scripts.
True.
You know?
So they weren't done shooting when she was in here?
No.
Mm.
Oh.
Alex is getting to the end of his rope with this situation, and I can't say I blame him.
Yeah, he's like, he's gotten screwed.
I love him.
I mean, that's harsh because the women he's been with have had some things going on in their life or of course they're struggling, but also like I feel for him.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. Should I read you the synopsis for the next episode? I always like to do that, although they're always incredibly poorly written.
Do we have the names in the hat still?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Okay. I have a suggestion for a game next week if you guys don't mind.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I spent my weekend studying for the Billboard Awards. Mm-hmm. And I thought it would be fun if we did kind of like, if Becca picked a name out of a hat, like a person that's going to be attending, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like somebody that's attending the Billboard Awards. Mm-hmm. And then I have to like spew out what I know about them. Like flashcards.
Okay. We can quiz you.
Yeah.
That's great. I'll do that. Yeah.
It's like flashcards for like a test.
Celebrities.
For your, yeah.
Yeah. Cause next week it'll be 2 days before. So I should really know my stuff by then.
I'm
that sounds
it.
Like a great game. I love that game.
All right, so
need
first,
a little more excitement, guys.
I would. Wow, great. Let's do that. That sounds awesome.
That I cannot wait until a week from now.
Same.
This
I'm
will be
counting
the
down
week
the
of my
hours.
Life.
Yeah.
Why
I
can't
agree
it go fast? Is it time yet?
I'm like really excited. This is a huge deal.
Absolutely.
No, we're not talking about you doing the Billboard Music Awards is separate from us being excited about the game.
Oh.
Like our excitement levels.
But we're gonna have to pick some people from that are not like, you know, if we say to you Cardi B, you're gonna know plenty about Cardi B already.
Correct.
You could riff on Cardi B.
I'll give you the names. I'll give you like the names of just like all the people that could
like
possibly.
Like Lil Baby.
Exactly.
I who's up for top new artist.
Top new artist.
Your names.
Was actually raised in Atlanta.
Oh, there you go. So you've already started your homework.
I have started my homework.
Oh, how about Got7?
Haven't gotten seven. Haven't gotten that far.
Got seven.
She only got six.
All right. Here is next week's.
Oh, no reaction.
Oh.
Oh, got six.
Wow.
Oh,
Thank you. That was good.
We go too fast. We need to stop and smell the roses.
Yeah, I agree.
Here's the bad news. Grey's Anatomy is not on this week.
Why?
I'll find that out in a second. But the next episode airs May 2nd. It's called What I Did for Love. And here's a short summary of what's going to happen on that episode. Maggie treats one of Station 19's own.
Oh, so is it the crossover?
Might be.
Yeah.
And Joe learns a hard lesson. Meanwhile, when working with a family seeking asylum, Meredith makes a call that could jeopardize her career.
Oh.
They're so poorly written. I'm sure it's going to be a good episode, but that's not very exciting.
What was the one about Joe?
Joe learns a hard lesson.
Well, they have to be kind of vague, right?
Yeah, but Joe learns a hard lesson? That is... Yeah, it's bad.
That could have been any episode of any show in the past 50 years.
All right, do the hat game, please. Just the two.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so you each pick a character from Grey's Anatomy, and then we will decide if we like them as a couple or not.
We're missing Meredith, we're missing Alex, we're missing Joe, Teddy.
I think I put back in here.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so here we go.
Yeah, Mark made me fish him out of the trash can.
Redemption. Oh, my God.
Okay, who goes first?
You.
Amelia Shepherd.
And?
Meredith Grey.
Oh,
we are siblings, aren't they?
They're siblings by marriage.
She was married to Derek's sister.
What a twist that would be.
Yeah, you know,
I'm going to say no on
but
that.
But what about the DNA similarity between Derek and Amelia? The thing she liked about Derek, like she might see his eyes in her.
Amelia is not the same as Derek.
This is a hard no for me.
Yeah.
Couple.
Okay, fair enough. Do you want to do another one or do you want to leave
it
with that?
Yeah, no. We need something good. That was uncomfortable.
With like a ship? We need to end it with like a ship.
Yeah, a ship.
It's not going to be this.
I can guarantee I know who it is.
Okay. Well, it's not bad. Karina DeLuca.
Karina DeLuca. So she's the one with the strong Italian accent. Who
DeLuca's sister.
Sex therapist.
Yeah.
Joe Wilson. Karev.
Oh, I actually kind of like this.
That works for me.
Yeah, this works for me.
And Thursday, you're going to love this. Grey's Anatomy is not on because the NFL draft is on ABC.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
That is like rude.
It is. People will be tuning in to watch Grey's and it's just teams picking players in a draft.
Ew.
By the way, I'm a big football fan. It's a snooze, but whatever.
Ew.
They could have found another network to do that on.
It's usually on ESPN. I'm surprised
not TGIT.
It's on ABC.
You know who's hosting it, though?
Who?
Bobby Bones.
Oh, and Luke Bryan. Oh, my goodness.
Does Bobby like sports?
He used to have a sports radio show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thank you, Easton. And thank you, ZipRecruiter. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Becca. Rothy's. Great shoes if you want them. Get free shipping with no minimum at Rothy's.com with the code
Becca.
Robin Hood. You can receive a free stock to help you build your portfolio at Robinhood.com. But you don't put a www in front of it. You put a...
Becca.
Legacy Box. Save 40% today at legacybox.com/Becca. And Brewmate. To get 15% off your first order, visit brewmate.com/Becca.
Wow. Great show.
We'll be back in a week with the greatest game ever.
The greatest game ever where we test Tanya.
Is it a lame game?
No, it's not. Oh, okay. I think it'll be fun.
Okay, I think it'll be fun too.
Yeah, it'll be great. All right.
Especially because that's like literally all I've been doing. It's just like studying.
And the Blockbuster Awards are?
Billboard Awards.
That's what I meant. The Billboard Awards. Honestly.
Wow.
I own that. The Billboard Awards are when?
They are May 1st. Wednesday, May 1st.
Kicking off May, the month of Tanya.
Yeah.
It's going to be May.
I wonder if I'm going to meet that person on the carpet.
Oh.
Very possibly.
This is
exciting.
That's an interesting little twist.
I need to go through that list.
Me too. I'm going to look at
that. I need a picture of that list you got.
Yeah.
And then as soon as the Billboard Awards are over, and this will be a tease for next week, Tanya will begin You told me earlier you're starting this right after the Billboard Awards are over.
Oh, ballet classes.
There you go. We'll talk about that next week.
No, it's going to be so good. Do you want to do it with me?
Oh, maybe.
Graceful. Don't you want more grace?
And time, like, of death. Time of death.
Oh, time of death. 12:09.
Don't you want to be more graceful?
Tony, I'm ballerinas. Most of them have been doing this since they were like four.
You know what, though? We need to stop telling people that because it's never too late to start a dream.